The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SMASH. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code SMASH, only on DraftKings. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
What up, world? Welcome on all to another episode of The Ocho, presented to you in partnership, as always, with SB Nation's blog and theboys.com. My name, RJ Ochoa. You know me, of course, from BTB and from right here as your humble host on The Ocho. It is Tuesday, February 18th, 2020. Hopefully, you had a very happy Valentine's Day weekend. Hopefully, it was prosperous for you. We did not have an episode on Monday. I mentioned that my dad and I were maybe going to get a chance to record. The wife and I went down and visited the parentals for the weekend. Things were busy. We had a lot going on. So unfortunately did not get an opportunity to do so, but there will be many opportunities over the course of the off season where you'll get to hear from Papa Ocho and hopefully from a bunch of other people. I'm going to start getting some guests, some Cowboys fan favorites. Lots of people talk Cowboys, and I think it'd be great to get many of your favorites on the show over the course of the off season. This is, I believe, the third week of the off season, third full week since the Kansas City Chiefs won the Super Bowl. And we're making our way through. It's almost time for me to start my annual rewatch of Entourage, and that's how I know this time of year is really starting to cook. The warm weather made a brief appearance in San Antonio, but I think we're supposed to get a cool front later this week. So those are the kinds of things that are happening, all right? You know, from a sports perspective, Adam Scott won the Genesis. Big ups to him. Team LeBron won the All-Star game. Count me among those that liked the new game's format. However, I do want to see East versus West. I love LeBron, love Giannis. The Bucks are kind of my two team because I'm a San Antonio Spurs fan. So Bucks have been my squad. With the Spurs being what they are now, it's okay. I'm okay. Thanks for asking. But I want to see East versus West. That to me is really cool. So make it East versus West. Keep the current game format and let's party. But anyway, when it comes to the Dallas Cowboys, the thing that everybody always wants to talk about, and this is something I know it's going to be shocking to you, that there is universal agreement on. When you bring this subject up, everybody agrees. Nobody has any differing opinions. And it is, of course, the subject of Dak Prescott's contract. Yeah. Good joke, RJ. Well done. Anyway, so a lot of people think that Dak should earn X. A lot of people think that Dak should earn Y. A lot of people think that Dak should earn Z. A lot of people think that Dak should be franchise tagged. A lot of people think that Dak should be tagged and traded. A lot of people think a lot of different things. And this is, you know, I thought for a little while, and maybe this was just some hope from me personally. I thought we were in for a relatively chill offseason. Having a new coach kind of, I think, calms everything a little bit. There's some unease. You know, like a year ago, there's a lot of like, oh, if Garrett doesn't get it done this season, there's going to be hell to pay and blah, blah, blah. That is certainly not a narrative that you can apply to the current Cowboys because it's year one of Mike McCarthy. And it's so hard to really have a take because we don't know what Mike McCarthy's Cowboys are going to look like. So there's some patience that's required. However, we do know what Dak Prescott's game is like, and that's why the takes are all over the place. So again, as mentioned, as you are likely very well aware, there are people that want to do a variety of different things when it comes to Dak. There was I don't want to say report, but there was some discussion on Twitter on Monday that Teddy Bridgewater, Jeremy Fowler had mentioned on NFL Live on ESPN that Teddy Bridgewater could be in hot demand when free agency hits. And there's no doubt about it. We all agree. We all understand that the quarterback position is going to be fascinating. You look at the guys that are going to be true free agents. Tom Brady's obviously on that list. Ryan Tannehill, Teddy Bridgewater himself. We'll see what happens to Taysom Hill, though obviously a restricted free agent. You look at Drew Brees' situation. It's obviously very fascinating. You look, what are the Chicago Bears going to do with Mitchell Trubisky? What are, where's Phillip Rivers going to go? I mean, there's a lot of questions, right? And that this will be a very fun and exciting offseason. What's going to happen with Jameis Winston in Tampa Bay? What's going to happen with Marcus Mariota? Is he going to go be, what Ryan Tannehill was to him somewhere else? A lot of people have suggested Chicago. That's right. And by the way, thank you for those of you that have suggested things for the wife and I to do in the Windy City. If you did not know, the wife and I are going to be there the last few days of March, early part of April. So if you have any suggestions on what to do in Chi-Town, let me know, please and thanks. But anyway, look, it's going to be fascinating. There's a lot of dominoes to fall. It's going to be really boring if, and maybe this is ultimately what's good, but it's going to be boring if Tom Brady goes back to New England and Drew Brees goes to New Orleans and Jameis Winston stays in Tampa Bay. We want to see some change. We want to see some dynamic stuff, some fun stuff, some interesting stuff. And we want to see some things spiced up. But Dak Prescott is technically part of that group. And this is the time of year where all the national writers and all the national media put together their top 100 free agents, top 101 free agents. And everybody's got a big free agent list. And they technically, they put people that are technically free agents on that list. Dak Prescott is technically set to be a free agent. We all know, we all understand that there's no way he's not playing for the Dallas Cowboys in 2020. Tag him and trade him. I know that you want to tag and trade Dak, but it's not happening. All right. Anyway, and so Dak tops all these lists. Amari's right behind him. Byron Jones. Most people have Dak, Amari, and Byron Jones in the top 10 when it comes to their soon-to-be free agents, which is a terrifying prospect if you're the Dallas Cowboys. So the next few weeks are certainly going to be interesting. But back to the point of this particular conversation, I know we ran off on several different tangents, but there were some discussions on Monday that Teddy Bridgewater could command somewhere around $30 million per year. That is crazy, right? That's just wild. And I don't even mean that with any offense to Teddy Bridgewater. I like Teddy. I think it would be interesting to see Teddy Bridgewater be QB1 somewhere. I don't know that I would want it to be my team just because I don't want to take that chance. I mean, for all we know, that chance could work out greatly. For all we know, it could work out negatively. But I don't want to be the team that's risking anything for some sort of unknown commodity. And Teddy's a little bit unknown. I know he's played a little bit, and he obviously played last season. But on a large sort of sample size, his recent history is somewhat unknown since he came back from injury after he left Minnesota. But so let's just say that happens, right? The discussions that were happening, that Teddy Bridgewater lands somewhere near $30 million per year. Do you know who got $30 million per year 2 years ago? All right. It was 2 years ago in 2018. By the way, I was thinking about this a whole different tangent, but I read something about the Astros, the Houston Astros and all that going on. And I just thought, I was like, man, 2017, that was like last year. That was 3 years ago. 2017 was 3 years ago. It's crazy. But anyway, Teddy Bridgewater getting $30 million would put him in company and on par with Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan got $30 million 2 years ago, and that set a new bar. He was the first of the 30 million club, and people were like, that's ridiculous, that's too much money. Even though Matt Ryan at that point had won an MVP, had been to a Super Bowl, had damn near won the thing, I mean, obviously 20-3 and all that, but I mean, Matt Ryan was a dude who justified getting one of the biggest contracts in NFL history, right? But that has quickly dissipated, and now $30 million per year is so cheap, and I don't mean this as any sort of insult to the guy, that Teddy Bridgewater could get it. Teddy Bridgewater could be the next guy making $30 million per year. That, if you had said that out loud anywhere in any room in any country on this planet 2 years ago, nobody would have believed you. Everybody would have said you were out of your mind, that there was no way that was possibly going to happen. Yet, those are the discussions. Now, maybe Teddy Bridgewater signs for something far less than that in a month and a half, and everybody's made to look like a fool. But if Teddy Bridgewater gets $30 million per year, that might up Dak Prescott's value more than a Deshaun Watson deal, more than a Pat Mahomes deal, because there are people, and I'm not saying you're one of them, but there are people who are saying, I would pay Dak $32 million per year. That's it. Not a penny more. And if you think that you're going to get Dak for a marginal amount more on an annual average value standpoint than Teddy Bridgewater's getting, man alive, you've got another thing coming. Because there is no way, if Teddy Bridgewater does land something around $30 million per year, there is no way that Dak is not operating with a floor of 38. I mean, that's the reality here. Dak's resume so supremely, and again, all the respect in the world to Teddy Bridgewater, but so supremely transcends Teddy Bridgewater's resume that the idea of them being paid anywhere near the same amount just doesn't make sense. It's just simple economics, simple supply and demand, simple, common sense, whatever you want to call it. But look, we have a lot to get into on this topic, right? It's a big thing. There's a lot of details to it, and there's a lot more. You know, this is like an onion, right? Peeling back a layer, then another layer, then another layer, then another layer. So you know how it is. So don't go anywhere. Go get a snack. Go get an onion, whatever you want to do. We're going to take a very quick break to hear a word from our sponsors.
What's up, guys? I'm Evan Turner, co-host of the Point Forward podcast, alongside Andre Iguodala. We got a special series out now, all about our favorite NBA cities, the greatest places to travel, the evolving cultures and cuisines, and some of our most memorable experiences while we were on the road during our many years in the NBA. We talk about Miami, Chicago, New York, and many more. Tune in to Courts and Culture, the Point Forward Travel Guide, sponsored by Hennessy. You can find it on Point Forward Feed on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts.
Beloved brands know customer relationships are everything. That's why over 130,000 trust Klaviyo to power smarter digital relationships across their websites, emails, SMS, and reviews. And now, there's Klaviyo AI, your guide to smarter insights, decisions, work, and results. Brands like Everyman Jack trust Klaviyo AI to personalize product recommendations that keep customers coming back. Discover Klaviyo AI at klaviyo.com/box. That's klaviyo.com/box.
All right, welcome back to the Ocho. We were talking quarterbacks and contracts and money, and I'm sure that you agree 100% with everything that I have said so far. Good for you. By the way, brief segue from football talk for a second. I watched that cheer show on Netflix, and it was great. And it was the first thing that I watched sort of beginning to end on Netflix in a while. It had been a long time since I fully, to be fair, we're just finishing football season, and as you understand, my life is very busy in football season, but I had not binged, and I know this cheer show is only, I think, 6 episodes, right? I had not binged something front to back on the flicks in a while. Felt good. I feel accomplished. So, I'm looking for something new. I'm thinking about The Crown. I kind of started it, but I got a little bit busy thinking about Peaky Blinders, and I have watched the first episode, I believe, of All or Nothing on the Philadelphia Eagles. And look, I know it's tough to watch anything that celebrates the Eagles, but this is always great filmmaking. I enjoy every All or Nothing, and so if you're looking for something to watch this offseason, give it a go. The first episode was great, and I have not gotten to the point, obviously, where the Eagles beat the Cowboys in Week 16, which is going to suck. But anyway, speaking of the Eagles, though, Carson Wentz and Jared Goff were two dudes that the Cowboys absolutely had to beat when it comes to negotiating contracts with their quarterback, right? We all knew whoever is last of this group is going to pay the most, right? Like, that's the way it works, because we live in a world where Matt Ryan got $30 million per year, and then the next guy got a little bit more, and then the next guy got a little bit more, and the next guy gets a little bit more. And, people think that it's simply just about being the next guy. That's not true, okay? If, I'm trying to think of, if Nick Mullins, was up for a new deal or negotiating a new deal, he would not get, $35 million simply because he's the next guy. You've got to meet a certain criteria. You have to be a franchise quarterback. If you're a young franchise quarterback, that obviously goes a long way because you have a lot of football left, theoretically. So if you have established yourself as a franchise quarterback, you are sort of around entering at the beginning of, about to start your prime, you deserve, from the lens of NFL evaluators, one of these big deals. And that's what happened to Jared Goff and to Carson Wentz. It's happened to Derek Carr, to Andrew Luck, to Matthew Stafford, to Kirk Cousins. I mean, you can go on and on and on and on. But from, as far as guys that are not the guy, because Aaron Rodgers gets paid, he's the guy. When Pat Mahomes gets paid, he's the guy. But Dak Prescott is in that class. And so the reality is that the next guy gets a little bit more than the last guy. And you've heard us talk about this several times on the Ocho. And I know it's not you, but we're talking about the other you. Not you, but the other you. And so if Teddy Bridgewater gets $30 million per year, That is so far below the floor for Dak Prescott. All right, and if you a year ago, you know, we talked about this with Charles Robinson, we talked about it with Jane Slater on the Boys and a Girl podcast. I mean, if you thought $40 million was just like this joke a year ago, let me be clear. I'm not saying right now in this moment that Dak's necessarily going to get $40 million on an annual average value basis. But if Teddy Bridgewater gets 30, then the idea of Dak getting 40 actually makes a lot of sense, because that's the world that we live in. All right. We now live in a world where $30 million per year for a quarterback is cheap. And that's crazy, right? That, I mean, and again, this is said with no disrespect to any player, to Matt Ryan, to Teddy Bridgewater, to nobody, all right? But the NFL moves so fast and quarterback contracts come so quickly that just 2 years after Matt Ryan signed a then record-breaking, historical, you know, groundbreaking contract worth $30 million per year, that contract theoretically could be had by somebody in the position that Teddy Bridgewater currently finds himself in. It just, you know, life happens, time happens, things evolve, and people get paid a little bit more. You know, $30 million becomes $32 million per year, becomes $34 million per year, becomes $35 million per year. When Pat Mahomes gets his deal, it's going to become a gajillion dollars per year. So Dak Prescott, I truly believe that Teddy Bridgewater getting $30 million per year, and this is all hypothetical, if Teddy were to get $30 million per year, that would be more damaging, where damaging is, you know, raising the value. That would be more damaging to the Cowboys signing Dak Prescott than Deshaun Watson getting a new deal, than Pat Mahomes getting a new deal. Because if Deshaun Watson gets a new deal, that's basically the neighborhood that Dak Prescott lives, right? If Pat Mahomes gets a deal, well, now you can shoot for the stars. You never know what you get, right? But if Teddy Bridgewater gets a deal worth $30 million, you're saying that that's not even the floor. I mean, the floor for Dak is significantly higher than whatever Teddy Bridgewater gets because of what Dak Prescott's career resume says. And so if Teddy gets 30, I mean, the floor for Dak is 36, 37, something like that, just because that's the difference between he and Teddy Bridgewater. If I, you know, Dak's people are going to say, this is what Teddy got. He got $30 million per year. $30 million per year. Dak Prescott is so much better than him. You better blow that away. And if the Cowboys do not beat Teddy Bridgewater to a deal and Teddy does get $30 million, man alive, it is going to be so much more expensive for them to keep Dak Prescott. And I tell you what, the most important thing, if you take away one thing, and I wrote about this subject too on Monday evening at blogontheboys.com, so if you'd rather go read it, you can. But the most important takeaway from this whole conversation, all right, is give me a recommendation on Netflix. No, I'm just kidding. The most important takeaway is that 2 years ago, this number that we're talking about here, $30 million per year, it was just two off seasons ago that was incredible. That was so high. That was ginormous. That was unbelievable. We could not imagine that world where a quarterback would get $30 million per year, and now it is the norm. I mean, it is not even blinking an eye. $30 million per year doesn't even start the conversation anymore, and it has only been 2 years. And why is that important to know? Why is that so important to take away? Because think about whatever number Dak Prescott ultimately gets from the Dallas Cowboys on an annual average value basis. Let's just call it 38, right? Let's just make up a number right now. We're making up $30 million per year. When that contract is signed, whenever it is, whether it is this offseason, which it should be, let's say it is, we're living in hypothetical land. When that number, that contract is signed, people are going to freak out. People are going to say, oh my gosh, it's too much money. It's crazy. It's such a high percentage of the cap. You haven't seen a quarterback with 15% of the cap win a Super Bowl since blah, blah, blah. And in 2 years, it will become just the norm. It will become the norm because the cap continues to rise. The cap continues to climb. The cap continues to jump, 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 go up, up, up. And so $30 million, all of a sudden, dude, I would love to get a quarterback deal done for $30 million per year. You want $30 million per year in 2020? Let's dance. And that's what they're going to feel about a hypothetical value like $38 million per year in 2022. It's going to look even cheaper in 2023. Because think about all the quarterbacks that still have contracts coming, all right? As of this conversation that you and I are having, Deshaun Watson needs a new contract. Pat Mahomes needs a new contract. Mitchell Trubisky needs a new contract. If you want to give him one, Chicago Bears, do it while I'm in Chicago. Make it wild. But anyway, Think about next year, all right? And time moves fast. Think about a year from now, because a year from now, you know who's eligible for a contract extension? Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson is eligible for a contract extension. He will blow that number away. You know who else is eligible for a contract extension? Josh Allen. That's an interesting case, right? Who knows what Josh Allen does? Maybe he wins a playoff game. Maybe he does this. Maybe he does that. But he's going to be a guy who's in that conversation. Baker Mayfield's going to be eligible for a contract extension. Who knows what's going to happen to Baker Mayfield? A year after that, all of a sudden, Kyler Murray's eligible for a contract extension. Daniel Jones is going to be eligible for a contract extension. A year after that, Joe Burrow is going to be eligible for a contract extension. And by that point, whatever number the Cowboys ultimately got Dak Prescott for is going to look so cheap because the cap is going to be like $6 billion. All right. That's the way. This isn't, you know, a one-year projection. This isn't somebody just making this up. This is a sustainable thing that has been happening year in and year out for a significant period of time. So you can bank, no pun intended, on it continuing to happen as the NFL continues to grow, especially after they put the Jaguars in London permanently and they're making all sorts of pounds on top of dollars. So yeah, that's the thing. Pay Dak. Just pay Dak, because it is only intimidating because it hasn't happened. Once it's happened, in 2 years, you're the Atlanta Falcons from the quarterback contract standpoint, not the success standpoint. Although, you know, Falcons aren't too bad. But yeah, anyway, so that about does it. Feels good to be back. Hopefully you enjoy this Tuesday episode. Hopefully you have a fantastic day. Hopefully you have a fantastic Netflix recommendation. Oh, by the way, it needs to be said that Manchester United beat Chelsea on Monday, and it was fantastic. It was totally fair. There was nothing controversial in the match whatsoever. Nope, nothing. You can't convince me otherwise. But yeah, in all seriousness, it was a great win. Looking forward to this weekend. Glad to have the Premier League back. Champions League is back this week. So lots going on to keep us entertained here in the NFL offseason. Hey, you do me a favor, all right? Have the absolute best Tuesday of all time. Have the absolute best Tuesday ever. You know why? Because you deserve it. We will see you manana, my friends. As always, go Cowboys and peace out.